Thanks for calling First General Services Lloydminster. Please listen to the following extensions as they've recently changed. For reception, press 0. For Randy or Dry Ice Blasting, press 1. For Kelly, press 2. For Moomer, press 3. For Ben, press 4. For Jessica, press 5.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey there.
Yeah, Kelly, it's Jesser from Cotality. How have you been, man?
From where?
From Cotality. You might know us better as CoreLogic or NextGear Solutions.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just reaching out. I know we connected a couple years back in like 2022. You mentioned at the time using N-Circle Hydro and not being too much of a fan of it. The timing didn't work out for Mika, but we actually did release an update to Mika back in 2024 for Mitigate. Have you ever heard of that by chance?
No, I haven't, no. But I am familiar with our previous conversation, though, yeah. Now that you're ringing some bells, yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So with Mitigate, it actually fulfills most of the same functionality of N-Circle, as well as introducing 360 room scan to sketch, where it creates your sketch within a matter of seconds with the dimensions built in. So I know you weren't a fan of Hydro, and I wasn't quite sure what specifically you weren't a fan of with it, but the only difference that we've seen people find in terms of N-Circle to Mitigate, in which they prefer, is like for contents work. So I did want to clarify that.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen it. I'll have to go look at it and have a better look at it now, I guess.
Yeah. I was just curious, are you guys still using N-Circle then?
We are, actually. Yeah, we are. Yeah. And then we use a couple of other tools too, like our other apps like Hover and DocuSketch too, right? So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this is like a one meal does all kind of thing, Mitigate?
Mitigate's more for the field documentation side of things for water mitigation.
Okay.
Just curious, what else, what other services are you guys offering?
In terms of?
Like recon, fire, mold, water, content, like any of those.
We do all of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And we have two different offices. We have this one here in Lloydminster, and then we have one up at Bonneville, too.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't even tracking that. It seems like you guys might have grown since then.
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger every year. Yeah, we're doing a lot more and a lot of fires just in the last couple of years. It's crazy. So yeah.
Oh yeah. Like over here in the US, like a ton of just tornadoes flowing around, fires and our hurricanes, like weather is just getting worse and worse, it seems like.
That's good for us, right?
Yeah. Hey, yep. That's what we like to see for business, at least, right? But it's I've actually never heard of Hover. What does Hover do for you guys?
So Hover we use, it's more for external claims. So we have, for example, we have hail on shingles, on a shingle roof, right? So then it's just an app. You go and you shoot like eight different sides of the building kind of thing, like from corner to corners and then full sides. And what it does a 3D scan, right? So it gives you a 3D model, right? So you can calculate how many squares for shingles you need to replace or how much soft metals, be it, eavetroughing or downspout or fascia, all that kind of stuff, right? Or siding, even to siding and windows and all that kind of stuff too. So, but yeah, it's more for external, right? Not so much interior stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just curious what's the... If you had to give a number or percentage of like between roofing slash out exterior work versus like interior restoration work? What does that kind of look like for you guys?
I'd say like about 75% interior, 25% interior. Yeah.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And another thing too, what we find is a lot with like probably of that, like of that 25%, 75% of them cash out anyway. You know, so they'll take a cash settlement and either do the work themselves or not do the work themselves, right? So we don't usually end up doing that work. We're just only really able to charge for like an inspection fee, right?
With
our 3D scan, mm-hmm. which is hover, right, or whatever. And then them charges for the 3D hover work out to be about $90 US per building, right? So yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's kind of cool. I've never heard about that before.
Actually, it's a really cool thing. I do like it, but it's really cool for estimating, right? But yeah. And we use mm-hmm. DocuSketch, which is another which we primarily use for interior stuff. And I do like it. I use it a lot because when I go to a claim, I'll set up the 3D panoramic camera, right? And I do different shots in different rooms. And you're able to capture a lot of pre-damage stuff. You're able to capture, you know, everything before you do the demo, right? So then I go after the demo, I go and I say, oh, here's how many square feet of drywall the guys took out. Or, you know, there's a hole in the wall that wasn't there before. How'd that get there? And then if I go back to the
pre-damage. Yeah, just to protect yourself.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
And then we do one at the end again, too. So it's really cool. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned estimates. Are you guys using Xactimate by chance? Or?
Yep, you bet. That's what we use.
Oh, nice. Are you guys using Exact Analysis for, like, TPAs? Or?
Yep, we use Exact Analysis as well, yep.
Oh, okay. And then I know you mentioned DocuSketch for the interior worker. What are you guys using in Circle for then?
Basically just for documentation purposes. So we do hydro reports on there, right? So and then we take pictures of same thing, more and more pictures, right, for to document as a demo takes place or whatever. Also for contents, right? So we add our unsalves to the contents room as well. So, yeah.
Dang. Okay. It sounds like you guys are doing a lot of different things. Do you ever subcontract labor out or?
What's that?
Do you ever subcontract labor out or?
Oh yeah.
Just
for
all
sure.
In house.
Yeah. No, we do some subcontracting, but mostly in house. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Mostly what we sub it would be like. Repairs, some of it, you know, where our carpenters or drywallers can't keep up, right? So.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, but we do most of the demo ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you guys are using quite a handful of tools, at least for like the documentation side of things. Have you by chance heard of Dash before?
Dash, nope. Nope.
So with Dash, most of the time when people like to look into mitigate, that's more the field document side for water restoration. But when they use or offer so many different services, such as recon and as well as subcontracting out labor, they look into Dash because it gives a bird's eye view of the business in terms of like tracking all of the jobs of all your different divisions down to the dollar amount. So you can
see. Okay.
Yeah. So at any point in time, you can look into whatever division of work, you can see how many jobs are completed, what percent's completed. And then thus you can basically predict, okay, this is the amount of money that we're going to be able to close or jobs we're going to be able to close out by the end of the month, really. And then it also helps with managing subcontracting work or labor, because you're able to control your profit margins and it just automates that. And it makes it a lot easier to schedule with Gantt scheduling, keeping all the schedules in one place, as well as making it easier to give your subcontractors basically the agreed number that you're going to pay them without showing them how much you're actually making on the job.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that's kind of neat. Yep.
I'm sorry, go on.
No, I'm just saying I never heard of that of Dash before, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like an mm-hmm. accounting thing, right?
It's more of a project management and like a reporting tool. But it does integrate with Xactimate as well as XactAnalysis.
Oh,
same thing with Mitigate. So anything you do within Dash or Mitigate, they will actually auto-populate in Xactimate and XactAnalysis. So it kind of takes away some of that like manual work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned accounting. Are you guys using QuickBooks or Sage or anything like that?
You know, you got me. I don't know what the girls use. I don't know.
Totally fair.
I try to stay away from that stuff.
Oh, I understand. You know, got to stay in your lane, right?
Yeah, right?
Simple as possible.
Yeah. I'm not sure what tools are there or apps that they're using there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know you said that you guys are growing plenty now to two offices since we last spoke. But out of curiosity, I guess, how many jobs are you guys averaging a month nowadays?
Good question. Well, you know, and this winter was kind of – usually winters are slower for us, but it was pretty busy the whole time, right? So I
mm-hmm.
like steady, not overly worked. But I would say, you know, we've been getting like – 5-6 a week kind of thing. So just in this office, the Bonneville office,
oh, wow.
I don't know what they would be, you know, but yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
steady. But in the summer to springtime, you know, of course, with this warmer weather and runoff and that kind of stuff, we'll double that, right? So
oh wow,
at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we get some nasty weather, like to say all these hailstorms, and we don't get tornadoes or hurricanes like you guys, but you know, that kind of stuff. We'll get a little bit more, right? So,
mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty crazy. Because typically, at least like the winter is like the busier months over here, and then like summer is just nothing. So that's why I'm always curious about that.
Okay.
But
whereabouts are you in the U.S.?
I'm in Illinois, so I've actually experienced all four seasons in the last week, and it's been great.
Okay. No kidding.
So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But, man, that's awesome for you guys. Well, after everything we talked about, I was just curious, would it, there be any interest to take a look at Dash and Mitigate kind of just to see how it works and see if it could even help save time for you guys?
Yeah, you guys have you have a link or something we can have a look at, and I can show the guys.
Yeah. So what I'll do is I can send over a shortened video demonstration of
good.
Both Dash and Mitigate.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah,
of course. And that way you could show the guys, show the team, whoever needs get their eyes on it. But typically, I do like to schedule and typically an hour and a half block, just so you guys can ask any questions. You could dive deeper, you know, because I know you guys are going to have questions, and maybe from first glance, it might not look like something valuable for you guys, but then you dive deeper and you're like, oh, wow, that could really like save us a couple hours a day, you know, especially as you guys are about to double in job volume. So,
yeah, we want to be ready to hit the road running, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to show you that. Do you by chance have any availability for next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, or what does that schedule look like for you guys?
You know, it changes like hour by hour here.
Oh, I bet. I can imagine.
We tentatively schedule something. Mondays typically are terrible for us because after the weekends, right? We come back.
All the catch-up work.
Yeah. So maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that, right? But. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just curious, just so I know the time zone difference, what time is it over there for you guys?
It's
3:30 here.
Oh, so we're an hour apart. We're an hour ahead of you then. We are 2:35 right now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Would morning time work better for you guys or afternoon?
Probably mornings, yeah.
mornings. Okay. I'm looking at my calendar right now. Honestly, I have anything between 8 o'clock to even 12 o'clock in the morning, or 12 p.m., I guess.
Right, right. So maybe 10 o'clock Tuesday morning?
10 o'clock your time?
Yeah, my time. So that would be, what, 11 your time?
Yep. I'm seeing that on my calendar. That's available. Would that work for you?
Yeah, so far so good. Yep.
Okay.
Is there a claim or something like that? But that sounds good.
Oh, yeah. I totally understand. I actually like to do a courtesy call, more like a friendly reminder, just to make sure the time still works.
Sure.
Sounds great.
No, that's good.
Okay. I could do that the day before or day of. Is there any preference there?
Yeah, just call me the day of. That'd be good. I'll have a better idea. Like I said, Mondays are kind of crazy. So Tuesday morning, I'll know. We have a morning meeting at 8 o'clock, which is 9 o'clock your time. So we'll give me a shout shortly after that.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you a call around 9 o'clock, or I'm sorry, after 9 o'clock then. Around.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, cool. And then the email I did have on file for you, is it kelly.bohnet@fgslloyd.com?
That's correct. Yep.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Was there anyone else you wanted me to invite on that? Or I know you said you wanted to show the guys or the team.
Yeah, well, there are a few different PMs. I don't know, like, probably just a couple of us, though. Maybe myself and, I don't know if Rory would be interested or not. I could give you a couple of guys' names, but if you want.
Yeah, I'd love to include as many people on the demonstration as possible for you guys.
I'll give you, let me see, just one second here. He just got back, the poor guy. He just got back from the Philippines he was gone for six weeks. Let's see if I can find him in here.
What a coincidence. I'm Filipino as well, and my mom is actually just coming back. So.
Oh, is that right? Okay. So this is Ben Laden is his first name, and Biri, B-I-R-I, is his last name. And his email is bbiri@fgslloyd.com, just like mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we have a couple of other people too, but they don't really have an IPM to internal project manager, and we have another construction guy. They really wouldn't handle us a whole bunch, I wouldn't think. But I can give you both Randy and Rory's names. They are the owners.
Oh, okay.
And they handle a lot of that stuff as well. So Rory is... Rory, R-O-R-Y .CHRISTIE @fgslloyd.com.
I'm sorry, could you repeat? So that's Rory dot
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. So Rory dot Christie.
Oh, okay.
Just like Christie cookies.
Yeah.
at fgslloyd.com. And the other one is Randy Scher. And it's R-A-N-D-Y dot E-R-R at fgslloyd.com. So Randy dot S-C-H-E-R-R at fgslloyd.com.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm, it was Ben Laden?
Ben Laden.
Okay, and how do you spell that again? I would hate to misspell that.
just how it sounds. Benladen.
Oh, okay. Okay, Ben Laden. And then it was BBIRI at FGSLloyd.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And so he was a project manager, and Randy, Rory were the owners. And sorry, I didn't catch what you do.
I'm a project manager as well.
Okay. Gotcha. Awesome. I'll shoot that invite over for tentative next week, Tuesday at 10 o'clock your time. And then I'll give a courtesy call around 9 o'clock for you guys.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate your time, Kelly. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week and enjoy your weekend.
Okay, I will do. Thanks so much. You too.
All right. No problem. Take care.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.